This season, buttons are on their way out.
Belts are too.
And don't even get us started on brown and black camouflage. That is so 20 years ago.
So, is this the new line from Prada or the latest directive from Queer Eye's Carson Kressley?
Nope. It's the latest design by the United States Army, which has unveiled a new redesigned combat uniform for soldiers. Colonel John Norwood is the Army's project manager for soldier equipment. He headed up the design project for the new uniform.
It includes a significant functionality redesign, making the pockets much more accessible and usable, putting a zipper onto the coat so that it integrates underneath the interceptor body armor. It has a new camouflage pattern that is actually a multi-environment pattern that works in the three primary combat environments of urban, desert, and woodland.
The Army says that the new digital camouflage pattern is part of the first redesign of battle dress in more than two decades. Among the most notable differences is a mandarin collar, which is meant to protect soldiers from the rub of body armor.
The American flag patches have even been redesigned. The flag is now rendered in a muted tan and black. The Army says the red, white, and blue patch made soldiers a target at night. Colonel Norwood says all the changes make the uniform more appropriate for battle.
It's really not a cosmetic change that we're after. It's a functionality change to make the uniform more functional and more effective for soldiers in combat.
From the way that they look, I have to say that it's a good thing that they're going to be, you know, not seeing a whole lot of people in these uniforms because they're not the most attractive things around.
That's a critique from Washington Post fashion editor Robin Givon.
It's just baggy. I would say that if it owes any other industry a debt, it would be probably hip-hop from circa, you know, MC Hammer, basically. I mean, the trousers are very balloonish. They're full. From what I understand, they have elastic at the ankles. They have a drawstring waist. I mean, that's not going to really flatter even the best-toned physique, but they're comfortable.
And that's the point, says the Army. The old uniforms were much more stiff. The new ones are made up of a cotton blend fabric, flexible and ready for fighting.
But fashion editor Robin Givon can imagine a more fashion-forward outfit for the men and women of the U.S. Army, outfitted by, say, Calvin Klein?
Ideally, he would like to have his uniform probably be one color. So maybe it would be a nice sand color.
Monochromatic.
And I think he would like for it to be sleek. And so he would probably incorporate stretch, lycra, into his uniform so that you could have something that fit close to the body but gave the soldiers the kind of movement that they needed and also allowed them to, you know, stay cool.
The Army's design for the new and improved battle uniform is slowly being rolled out to soldiers, reservists, and National Guard members.
The Army uniforms will hit the racks in Army stores next year.